Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. As a type 2 diabetic, one of the more challenging times of the year is Halloween. Well, actually, most of the holidays are challenging because of all of the sweet things that tend to be around. But Halloween in particular, of course, there's kids coming to your door that you are giving candy to. But there's currently in my house, there's many, many different things for the different parties and God knows what else that's going on. So, it's been that's been a challenge. So it'd be really nice if somebody found a cure for type 2 diabetes, but it seems to be diet and exercise seem to be the things for me. I'm not as bad off as some diabetics are. As a type 2, it's you can theoretically control it with those things if if it's not bad enough. If it some people need insulin, and the type 1s in particular need it because their body's not producing any insulin, and that's a much more difficult thing. But so finding a cure for type 2 diabetes would be awesome. But, the challenge with any of these things, right, is that, and I think this is true of, the human body, the climate, the weather, lots of things, right? There's so many different things that are interacting, right? And I don't think we fully understand, all of the different components, how they interact, what the different reactions are. We're trying to figure that out by trial and error. And scientists, and I had this article in my to podcast queue, that I hadn't even looked at, that's been sitting there for a few months, but it seems appropriate to bring it out for Halloween, talking about how scientists were able to find a cure for type 2 diabetes in rodents, but they don't know why it works. And so obviously there's going to be more studies and whether it even works in humans or not. I'm sure there'll be some human trials. Sure, I'd love to find some cure, but then again, is one of those things, is the cure better than the disease, right? I don't know, right? So it's like, okay, we do this, we think it causes the blood sugar to go down, or the ability to produce insulin go up or whatever, right? But maybe there's something else going on that we don't fully understand. So there's a lot of factors here, and it's the way science works, right? You come up with a hypothesis, you test it, you refine it, and keep going until it's a never ending process. It's, and science is never settled, because there's always new facts that come to light. Or previously held assumptions are proven false. There's all kinds of that stuff going on. So, but anyway, I am definitely interested in this. Link in the show notes. I hope they do find something that actually cures the problem and doesn't create a bigger one in the process, which sometimes happens with the pharmaceutical industry. Some of the drugs that they come out with, you read the side effects and you go, whoa, that doesn't sound good. So anyway, definitely of interest to me at least, and probably a few of you in the audience, but maybe not. I don't know. That's just me, and yes, that's what I think about is when I see all the sweets around in Halloween is, yeah, I probably shouldn't eat that. It's not good for me. It's not good for anybody, but it's really not good for me. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.